well. I suppose it's just by way of clarification that we as a normal practice, is not a normal practice to have children partake in the communion. I suppose part of the reason for that is the warning that's given in 1 Corinthians that if we eat and drink the bread and the wine without discerning the Lord's body, then there will be a judgment on us. So that's where we feel that it is important for children to be fully aware of the steps that they are taking. But I'm very happy to talk to people afterwards about that. And I suppose it's a challenge for us as well, individually, each of us, as we take the bread, that we recognize, that we remember, as we have said, we don't take it without thinking, but we remember specifically that the Lord Jesus has done for us personally. He has taken our sin on himself, and his blood was shed, and his body was broken for us. So we're going to spend a bit of time now and have a few thoughts, and then we'll have an open time where people can read or pray or share some thoughts on Scripture, and then we'll break bread and drink wine together. Next week, as Luke said, there'll be a convention speaker here, and then the following week, and for the summer, we're going to be starting a new series. We finished our series in John last week, so over the summer we're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 5, and the first few verses, which are the Beatitudes. So it's the start of the Sermon on the Mount, and it's where Jesus is explaining the priorities of his new kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus, which are completely different to the priorities of the world that we see around us and the natural inclination of our own hearts. So we hope that this summer, just focusing and slowing down and looking at these few verses will be of benefit to us. And we will follow that as well with an in-person house group on Thursday evenings, which will start this week, but after we start the Beatitudes series, then we will meet in person to study the same verses we looked at. So, I'll just pray and then we'll start. Father God, we just want to give you thanks for our church family. We thank you for all the children that are here. We thank you for the life that they bring. And we thank you most of all for how much you love them and how integral they are. You said, let the little children come to me. And we have so much to learn from them that unless we accept your kingdom like a little child, we cannot enter. So we pray that we would think about these things now as we come around your table and remember what you have done for us personally. And we just ask for your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to start this morning by talking about swimming. I wonder if any of the children here are in swimming classes. Well, I know that a lot of you are, yeah? And the question I have is, well, I know there's lots of different levels. I think you start with starfish, which I think starfish in reality can't swim, and then it moves all the way up to sharks, I think it is. But there are lots of levels between there. So I suppose the question is, at what stage can you swim the whole length of a 25-meter pool, of the big pool? What stage are you before you can swim? Caleb, do you know?
Dolphins.
You're in dolphins, right? That's right. And can you swim the whole length of the pool? Yeah? It's difficult, isn't it? You need to be very fit. You need to not hold on to the slide. There's not even the floats or the ropes along this picture, so we can't even grab onto those. It's a long way to swim 25 meters for a child. And for some adults. Well, I wonder, does anybody swim here? Or does anybody know anybody who swim here? You have?
No.
Have you swum around it, Dave?
No, I just know Alex has.
Okay, we maybe know this is Sandy Cove Island, and it's very popular with sea swimmers. So I haven't done it. I would love to be able to do it. I haven't challenged myself yet to do it. But, so the swimmers start here in Sandy Cove, and they swim all the way around the island. Or in fact, I think they swim around the other way. Sorry. That's my first mistake. And you have to pick a good day for it. The tide has to be right. The swell is should be right. And I'm told it's always a few degrees colder on this side of the island as well. So, but it's a long way. I can't remember how long now, but
a mile
is it?
Yeah.
So that's a long way. That's much further than 25 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder, does anybody know where this is? It's another popular swimming route.
The English Channel.
On the right, on the left here we have England, and on the right is France. I was going to call it the English Channel, but I don't think that's the correct term. So there are some swimmers that can even swim across here. It's actually 21 miles across. And it's a very busy shipping lane as well, so it's dangerous. And it's a very, very long way to swim. Some people would take, I think the fastest is about 7 hours, and the slowest would be 27 hours. You can imagine swimming for that length of time. So if you're in the water, that is a long, long way. And there's a swimmer starting off from Dover. I wonder, does anybody know what this is? Jakob?
Point zero.
Sorry?
Point zero.
Point zero. No, you can probably explain to me why it's not that where it is that afterwards. Yes? It is the Pacific Ocean, yeah. It's covering most of the side of the world, and it is 9,600 miles across. Do you think anyone could swim across that? Definitely not. Not that I've heard of, anyway. Well, this morning I want to imagine that we are in the water at one side of the Pacific Ocean, and God is on the other side. Do you think we could get to him?
No.
Definitely not by swimming. No. And to add to that, let's imagine that there's also a hurricane blowing. Well, who thinks they could make that cross? No, definitely not. Well, the Bible says that's how far our sin has separated us from God. We may want to try and be a good person. We might say the right things and try and do the right things. But the Bible says that our attempts at righteousness, at being clean, spotless, and holy, at being close to God, are like filthy rags. We all sin every day. We do not think or speak or live up to God's standards. And we might think that with a bit more effort or a bit more discipline or a bit more training, we might just get there. But it would be like trying to swim across the Pacific Ocean in a hurricane. We, by ourselves, have no hope of even getting close to the other side. And I wonder as well if you've ever looked at somebody else and thought, they're far away from God. And secretly think, I am more good, I am a better Christian, I am closer to God than they are. Well, I suppose that's like comparing how good you are at front crawl or breaststroke with another swimmer in the sea, in the face of thousands of miles of storm ahead of you, between you and God. We have no hope of coming close to God by ourselves. I want you to just read a verse to focus us on the Lord's table, Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12. Remember, that's what we're doing this morning, remembering. Remember that at that time, you were separate, before we came to know Jesus. At that time, you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We were separated by a chasm, a gulf, an ocean, no hope without God in the world. Imagine the thousands of miles of stormy oceans between us and the shore. But now, because of the cross, in Christ Jesus, you, who were once far off, have been brought near. And how has that been achieved? How is it possible? It is only by the blood of Christ. He is our hope this morning. Let's look to him. Whatever is burdening you this morning, bring it to the cross. If you have failed and fallen, bring it to the cross and find complete forgiveness. If you have been let down, bring it to Jesus, who carries our sorrows. Come with joy and gladness, because the work is finished. We can now live with God for eternity, starting this morning. So let's just pray, and we'll just start a little bit. Lord God, we just want to give you thanks that although we could not come close to you, you stooped and became close to us. You walked with us, Lord Jesus. We thank you that this is a personal call, that you individually take on our sins, the wrong things that we have done, and you paid the price for them. You took our punishment on the cross. So we just want to remember that this morning. We want to remember you, Lord Jesus, the price that you paid and the debt that we owe. And we thank you for bringing us close to you, Lord Jesus.